Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. I am doing and enjoying the things that God gives me to do on His program. Praise God. Praise God. I thank Him for choosing me, a vessel to use on His program. And God wants to use you as well, just like He's using me to do the broadcast, to do the things that He's given me to do. He wants to use you. And as we're talking about our topic on today, new beginnings, I want you to think about that, to think about that. What is it that God would have you to do on His program? And then look at it as a privilege. It's an honor that God would choose you, would choose me to be on His program, because everybody is not on His program. But He have chosen you and He's chosen me. So if you haven't begun to do those things that God would have you to do on His program, oh my God, you're missing out. You're missing out on a blessing, because there are benefits. There are benefits in being on the Lord's side. So I am enjoying my journey of purpose. And I love it because I am a practicing believer. I've learned to practice living the Word of God. And so in order for me to practice it, that means I got to be in it. I got to get in it so that I can know what God's word say for me to practice. And I have learned and yet learning that it does away with habits, bad habits, doing the word of God, living the word, becoming a doer of the word. It gets rid of bad habits. If you allow the Word of God to get down on the inside of you and it becomes a part of you, then the bad habits, they go away. They go away. So I am enjoying my journey and practicing living God's Word. Yes, I am. Well, we have a good theme to talk about today. New beginnings. New beginnings. Anybody up for new beginnings? Every day, brand new day with the Lord, with the Lord. Praise God. So that's what we want to talk about today. I am so glad that you are here with me, that you've tuned in, that you're tuning in, and that you are listening, and that you will be encouraged to start a new thing on God's program, allowing God to direct you, to lead you, to guide you into new things. All right, then, and that's what we're going to talk about on today. But before we get started talking about these new beginnings, we want to stop and have a word of prayer. For prayer is always in order. What is prayer? Except a conversation with the Lord. It's just not a regular conversation with anybody else except with God. That's what prayer is, talking to Him, talking to our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Shepherd. Oh, my God, it's talking to Him. You ever call Him up and have a conversation with Him, telling Him what you want? Thank you, Lord Jesus, telling Him about how good He is, bragging on Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We just thank God. So let's just have a word of prayer. So I want you to bring your minds in as we begin to pray. And Scripture says over in Mark 11 and 24 that whatsoever things ye desire, that when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. So as we pray, I want you to bring your minds in and believe with me as I touch and agree with you for what it is that you are believing and asking God for on today. And He said that in Mark 11 and 23, just above it, that we can speak to our mountains. Whatever the mountains are in our lives, we can speak to them, and they will have to move if we believe it. Praise God. He said, believe and doubt not. So as we pray on today, I want you to believe what God's word has said, and let's go to the throne and talk to Him. Have a conversation with the Lord on today, and He said He will work it out. Most gracious God, on today, we sure do thank You, and Lord, we magnify You for who You are. You are great, and You're worthy of every one of our praises, and we give them to You, God. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve on today. And You're so worthy of our praise, oh God. And we thank You for this opportunity, this chance, this renewed time, this new beginning, this new year, God. Thank You, Lord Jesus, to start over again, God, to start anew, to start afresh. Thank You, Lord Jesus, to do new things on Your program, God. And we thank You for it right now. We come asking that You would forgive us if we have displeased You, God, in any way. If we said, if we've thought, if we've acted in any way that was displeasing to You today, God, we ask that You would forgive us. And we thank You for it right now, God. Now, Father, we ask that You would continue to bless our families, that Your blood would continue to cover them, God, everywhere they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where they are. Your blood reaches. It reaches wherever they may be, God. And we thank You and we magnify You for that, God. Now, Father, we ask that You would go in the hospitals. Go in the nursing homes. Go in the homes of Your people, God, where disturbance is going on, God, where sickness and disease, oh, God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, God, where it is, God. Go there. Thank You, Lord Jesus, and bless, God. Speak to the bodies. Speak to the minds, oh God. And if you speak, God, thank you. We know things will happen, oh God. Just one word from you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bodies will be healed, will be delivered, and will be set free, God. And we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, remember that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl that don't know you, God, in the pardoning of their sins. Send somebody, God, in the name of Jesus, to share you with them, God, that they may taste and see just how good you are, God. And we thank you and we magnify you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Call that backslider. Call him back. Call him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, back to you, God, in your name today, God. Call him, call him. Call him by name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you know every name, God, in your name today. Look on our leaders everywhere, God, in our nation, God, in our state, in our country, in our city, God, and in our churches, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them, God. Help them out to be and do the things that you would have, God, and we thank you for it now. Now, we ask for your anointing on this broadcast today, God. For you said your anointing, God, it breaks yokes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It destroys yokes. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Your anointing, God, breaks chains, loosens chains, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, for your anointing on today. Thank you, Lord, as we speak the words that you give us to encourage in your name, God, in the name of Jesus. As people listen to the broadcast, give them receiving ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto them, God. And we thank you, and we magnify you, and we give you glory, and we give you praise today in Jesus' name. And you said if we would acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on this Recover All Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Thank you, God. And amen and amen and amen. We praise and we magnify God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Scripture said, man ought to always pray and never faint. Praise God. And you don't have to worry about getting a busy signal when you call on Jesus. You don't have to worry about getting his voicemail when you call on Jesus. You don't have to worry about getting his secretary when you call on Jesus. And you don't have to worry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he'll be right there. He answers every time. Oh, praise God. God answers his phone. He answers our call. He answers our requests. Call him up. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and tell him. Tell him. Tell Jesus what you want. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes you can't tell a friend everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can't tell nobody, but you can always tell Jesus. So call him up and tell him what you want. Praise God. And if you are in need of prayer, or you need somebody to pray with, somebody to pray for you, somebody to pray with you, you can go to my website if you'd like, at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Praise God. And if you want to email me your request, my email address is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave it there. Praise God, and we'll take you to the throne of grace with us. And if you would like to pray with us, we have a conference prayer line that we pray every morning, Monday through Friday, and you can come and join us at 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. Every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, we are praying. And you are welcome. You're welcome to join us. Prayer, prayer is always in order. Praise God. And this year, this new beginning, we need to pray more than ever. As you can see, the condition of the world is not getting any better. It's not getting better. So we need to pray. Pray. Prayer is the key. It is the answer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that unlocks the door. And then I want you to check out my books. Check them out on my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. Go to Amazon.com, and you can either pull up Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, or you can check it out by the book title. My newest book is Dressing in God's Designer Word, My Armor. Check it out. Don't you want to be ready? And it's time. It's time that we dress in the Word of God. When we go out without the Word of God at the beginning of our day, we're undressed. We're undressed. And the enemy, he would just love to destroy us. His whole job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But God came, Jesus came, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, new beginnings. You have a brand new chance. To start now, you have a new chance. Maybe you're saying that, oh, no, it's not for me, or I've done so bad, I've been so wrong. Well, everybody has to start somewhere. All of us have something that's in our closet. We had a life before. Some of us before we got saved. And so, but then for those that have been saved all of their lives, just because you haven't done anything wrong, just to be morally good, it's just not good enough. You have got to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, because you want to be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. And without the Holy Ghost, you can't make those changes. And I know I want to be changed. I don't want my labor to be in vain. I don't want my living to be in vain. But I want to hear God say, praise God. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. Take your rest. Praise God. Praise God. New beginnings. New beginning. So today, on this Recover All Wednesday, you can start anew. You can start anew. You can ask God to forgive you for those things that you've done and start all over again. Start brand new. And every time that you feel like that you've done, start over again. Ask God to forgive you and start anew until you get a hold of it and it gets a hold to you. You get in that word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And allow the word to get into you and it'll catch a hold to you. Yes, it will. God's word is something about the word of God. Praise God. Something about the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. So new beginnings today. You can have a new start. You can be start all over again. New beginnings can be from a range of things. Starting a new job. Moving. moving to a new city, are beginning a new relationship. A new beginning could also be entering a new phase of life with an updated outlook or belief. Oh, praise God, like becoming a Christian. The Bible offers advice and encouragement for beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support in the Word of God. Said, in the Word of God, I find a hiding place. Praise God. In His Word, new beginnings. And I like that. I like that. Because I have found that it's just like a well. And He said, you know, with the Holy Spirit in us, what did He say? He said, it's like a well of water. A well of no ending water. Praise God. And ideas. God, you in Him and you stay hungry and thirsting after Him, and He will give you idea after idea. They'll just keep coming. Keep coming. Praise God. On God's program. There's something in the human spirit that naturally draws toward new things, and fresh beginnings are no different. 2018 has been a doozy of a year for many, and prospects of its end brings the hope of a new start. So even everybody wants a new start. New start coming out of 2018. I don't know how 2018 was for you, but if it was a bad year, 2019, this is just the second day. A new beginning. You can start afresh. Start afresh. Start afresh. New beginnings. Humans are pretty much engineered for fresh start. I like fresh things. Fresh flowers. Ooh, yes. In the house. Smells. Oh, so heavenly. So fresh. A new. It allows us to grow. To push forward. Into creating new stories. That's why I say I'm enjoying my journey. Because the journey, it just keep growing. I keep growing in the Lord. You know, there's no age in God. There is growth in the Lord. And He will continue you on the path of growth if you want to grow. If you stay in Him, it's in the Lord. And you can move forward, growing in Him, creating new stories, new inventions to adapt. The unending opportunity for fresh beginnings and the new discoveries they bring are a part of what makes our humanity remarkable. Even God thinks new starts are pretty sweet. In Scripture, He says in Psalms 40:3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. And that is in Psalms 40:3. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their old heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 11:19. In my book, Forgive As You Go, God gave me an example of that new heart, that old heart, that hard heart. And how that He sometimes we can have so much hurt in our lives that we need a new heart. And God is the only one that know how to do that, to change out that old heart and give you a new heart, a heart of flesh. God knows how to do that. But you got to let it. You got to let God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And God, that's what he does for us. He said when we ask for forgiveness and start anew, he said all of that old stuff, he throws it in the sea of forgiveness. Yes, he forgives us and he throws it away. Forget it. Because we're new. All things are become new. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Brand new mercies every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Praise God. 22 and 23. And our prayer on today, Lord, thank you for new. New beginnings, new starts, starting over, renewedness, renewed mercy. There is no one like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. New beginnings. Praise God. And until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying bye-bye now. Be blessed and be fabulous. Bye-bye.